Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, 6-2. The previous Mishnah had said that your typical mincha has two components. The kometz goes on the Mizbeach, and the remainder is eaten by the Kohanim. Our Mishnah is going to say that some menachos are not that way. Some either go in tali on the Mizbeach, and others are eaten in tali by the Kohanim. So what are they? Says the Mishnah. Minchas Kohanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or Minchas Nesachim, l'mizbeach. Ve'ein behem l'kohanim. These three minachos, a minchas kohanim, meaning any mincha that a kohen brings, a male kohen, minchas kohen mashiach, a mincha, the chavitin, the kohen mashiach, the kohen gadol brings every day, half the morning, half the, in the afternoon, it's all burned, no kometz, no achila, from the kohanim. Uminchas nesachim, the libation, the accompanying mincha that comes with every ola and every shlamim. There's no kometz, no achila, it just all goes in the mizbeach and is burned. Those are l'mizbeach v'en bem l'kohanim. They go in tali l'mizbeach. There's no kometz taken, and the kohanim get nothing. B'zeh yafa koach ha'mizbeach m'koach ha'kohanim. In this respect, the strength of the mizbeach is more than the strength of the kohanim. Now, that sentence seems like a throwaway sentence. What have we learned that we didn't know before? Which is a good question. Answer given is that you might have thought that there's a separate machlokus regarding if one volunteers to bring wine. And the question is good. So you bring out like a mincha of pure wine. So does that go like splashed on the mizbeach, on the fires? Or does it get poured on the bowl in the southwest corner, like where other nesachim go, and then it flows down into the shisim, like the underground caverns beneath the mizbeach? It's a machlokas. So our Tana is saying you might have thought your mizalef, you sprinkle the wine directly on the fires, as that's offered as a mincha, so to speak. But the answer is no, we don't want to reduce the strength of the fires. And that's what he's alluding to here indirectly. So therefore it goes in the bowl on the top. The Mishnah continues and says, "Shtei halechem b'lechem apanim l'kohanim." The following two korbanos are to the kohanim, and nothing of it goes in the mizbeach at all. First of all, the shtei halechem, the two loaves that are waved on Shavuos, we've seen so many times already. So those are chametzek and don't go in the mizbeach. As you know, the matir for them is the blood from the lambs, the kivtzei aseret. And lechem apanim, those 12 loaves, the showbreads that sit in those two stacks on the shulchan and inside the kodesh from week to week, the kohanim eat it on Shabbos. And the bazich and armatir of Lavona, but the rest the kohanim eat. Therefore, none of the lechem apanim goes to mizbeach. All eaten by kohanim. Vein behem lemizbeach. They go to the kohanim, and nothing goes to mizbeach. Uvaze yafa koach hakohanim and koach hamizbeach. In this regard, meaning with respect to lechem apanim and the shtei lechem, which goes entirely to kohanim, not to mizbeach, there's the kohanim have a strength more than the mizbeach does. Again, the question is, what is that coming to add or suggest? That extra sentence, which seems unnecessary. So answer given is that we're going according to the sheet of who holds that it's Rabbi Kiva and Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel of we learned before, that if you haven't got kvasim, you haven't got the lambs to wave on Shavuos, you still bring the loaves of bread, the Shtei Lechem, and you might have thought that the Shtei Lechem goes to the Mizbeach and is burned there if you haven't got the kvasim. So this Mishnah is alluding to the fact that no, the Kohanim have the upper hand here and they get the Lechem even if there is no Kivsei Atzeret to be amat to them. They're just eating them straight. That's what's going on here. This is like Rabbi Akiva Shita. I'll remind you that actually is a Machlokas according to Shimon ben Nanas and Rabbi Shimon, you know, Shimon Bar Yochai. So they disagree with Rabbi Akiva and they say no, if you haven't got the lambs, you haven't got any Lechem to bring. And Rambam goes like Rabbi Akiva, but the Ravid says no, Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, Shimon Bar Yochai. So, anyways, but bottom line is that's all what's being alluded to in this seemingly superfluous sentence. Uvaze yafa koach hakohanim mekoach hamizbeach.